Listen, red-pilled America profiles Breitbart News as Jill Polack in Red November. By Robert Krajcik on July 20, 2020. Red-pilled America, hosted by Adriana Cortez and Patrick Karielke, profiled Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Jill Polack, author of Red November, Will the Country Vote Red for Trump or Red for Socialism? In its 69th episode, The Moderate, which investigates the Democrat Party's void of leadership, Polack linked ongoing riots and unrest driven by Democrats and the broader left to the Obama administration's push for universal health care. In 2009, he discovered a Democrat blueprint articulating a political strategy for advancing leftism and listen to your mother. Stand Up Straight, How Progressives Can Win, a manual for community organizing written by Robert Creamer, husband of Representative Jan Schakowsky, D.E.L. Creamer worked closely with the Obama administration, visiting the White House 340 times, including 45 meetings with former President Barack Obama. Creamer's manual urges progressives to generate fear as an instrument of political change. To win, we must not just generate understanding, but emotion, fear, revulsion, anger, disgust, he wrote. Polack discovered Creamer's political manifesto during his congressional campaign in 2010, in which he ran against Schakowsky. This was a pivotal moment for Joel, said Cortez of Polack's campaign. The information he was uncovering on his opponent involved the Chicago political apparatus, and included then-President Obama's inner circle. Joel had dug up some very intriguing information about a game plan that would have political implications a decade later. Polack described Listen to Your Mother as a blueprint for what the young Obama administration was about to do, and a handbook for radical community organizing. Creamer specifically advocated for using fear and confrontation to push universal health care as the battering ram with which to knock down the door of American conservatism, added Polack, linking Creamer's recommendations to the left's contemporary use of fear and intimidation. Listen, Polack said, if you could get the government involved in everybody's health care, people would not resist the government being involved in everything else. Cortez stated, healthcare was chosen because it was a life and death issue that touched every American. These far leftists saw health as the vehicle to open the door to total government control and advocated using fear as a means to that end. Viewed now through the filter of the coronavirus shutdowns, the plan to use health as a way to control each American life was ingenious, and Joel Polack was the one to uncover the plan, added Cortez. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, political ascendance at the national level of Democrat politics was partly a function of Obama's adoption of Creamer's recommendations for the advancement of state-run health care, determined Polack. Obama presented himself as a kind of temperamental moderate, Polack remarked. He was, in fact, a vanguard of what we now see today in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in the impeachment of Donald Trump, and all the crazy stuff they're doing, Green New Deal and Medicare for All. That was all happening 10 years ago. It was all part of the blueprint. After the Democrats' presidential debate in Iowa in January, during CNN's post-debate commentary panel, Van Jones assessed none of the Democrat candidates as being capable of defeating President Donald Trump. Polack described this moment as the beginning of the Sanders boomlet. Sanders always had an organization behind him, and always had a devoted following, but he was lingering, languishing, in second or third place for a long time, Polack recalled. He began to really pick up momentum at that moment. It was almost as if the Democratic Party electorate was saying, if we can't beat Donald Trump, we at least want to go out fighting for what we truly believe in. And voters started choosing Sanders almost as a protest. Sanders' subsequent surge in the Democrat primaries caused panic among the Democrat Party establishment, assessed Polack. He described Pete Buttigieg's criticisms of Sanders in February as laying the groundwork for the Democrat Party to destroy Bernie Sanders. Polack continued, they did not want Bernie Sanders controlling the party, and so they all lined up behind Joe Biden. Joe Biden had never won a primary before in his life. They were determined not to give control of their party to someone who wasn't really a Democrat, to Bernie Sanders' socialism. Biden enjoyed institutional support from the Obama Alumni Association, joked Polack, and Sanders just could not beat that. The Democrat Party's left-wing base support lost its favored candidate as former Vice President Biden defeated Sanders. The Biden campaign began to move further left in its messaging and associations in order to court Sanders supporters, noted Polak. When all of those other candidates dropped out and endorsed Biden, after Super Tuesday, that was the signal to Democratic voters that the party was gonna back Biden, Polak stated. Polak said, so Biden won a national-scale victory on Super Tuesday. The funny thing about that was, I was at his victory party in L.A., and Joe Biden could barely fill a basketball court. The rally was on an outdoor court in a community called Baldwin Hills, which is an African-American middle-class community, and there were maybe 100 or 200 fans there. It was such a small campaign. It had almost no grassroots appeal, and no support. The Biden campaign and broader Democrat Party are now beholden to the same fear and intimidation tactics cultivated by the Obama administration against Republicans and conservatives, Polak noted. Polak stated, Joe Biden, even though he's cast as a moderate, is actually running as the most left-wing nominee of any party in American history, and it's not just me saying that. It's Barack Obama saying that. It's Joe Biden saying that. Joe Biden is now talking like Bernie Sanders, talking about fundamentally transforming America, and changing everything. So Biden, to win the support of that Bernie Sanders wing that he displaced so roughly, has had to move so far to the left on every issue that he's basically running as a Democratic socialist, even though he's not calling himself that, concluded Polak. With Sanders defeated and Biden lacking legitimacy among the Democrats' ideological base, the left is leaderless, estimated Polak. I think the present-day chaos is partly the result of the erosion of authority within the Democratic Party, because there is no leader, concluded Polak. The left no longer has any leadership. It has basically collapsed. The only leader who might have been able to control this and channel it in a more positive way is Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders was routed by the Democratic Party establishment, which is trying desperately to hold on to power within the party. In a way, it's almost as if the kids are rebelling once the parents have gone. The parents have left the home, and the kids are having a party in the streets of America. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.